Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Well, we've been talking about today's YouTube poll and asking y'all how you feel about Election Day, scared, excited, anxious, or confident. When you listen to Jason Miller there with the Trump campaign, he's talking about how they're feeling pretty good about their polling, and it looks like the Harris campaign isn't. But the question that continues to come up when I talk to you folks is your confidence in the integrity of the election and what has taken place between 2020 and 2024 to ensure that it is going to be an election that we can rely on. Hans von Spakovsky joins us once again. Hans, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Of course, you are very welcome here each week. Tell me about the highlights of leading into this 2024 election. We're 26 days away. I live in Illinois. You can vote in person right now in Illinois, so voting has certainly started across the country. What is the difference going into 2024 in these elections across the state compared to what the rules were in 2020?
Well, a majority of the states, about 27, actually have improved things according to the scoring that we do at the Heritage Foundation. Anybody who's got any questions about this and about their state can get an easy answer. We have an election integrity scorecard. It's up on our website. It's got a map of the U.S. You can click on any state, and it'll give you our complete analysis of how good or how bad that state is. And we have 50 different criteria that we judge a state by, you know, things like, do they require an ID to vote? What do they do to clean up their voter rolls? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that tells you whether or not the election is going to be secure. So about 27 states have improved their scores since the 2020 election, putting in all kinds of improvements, things like banning private funding of election offices. You'll recall, Annie, that in the 2020 election, Mark Zuckerberg and two other big donors gave $450 million to a nonprofit, a left-wing nonprofit, that then fed that money to places like Philadelphia to basically use those administration election offices to get out the vote for Democrats in the big city. So About two-thirds of the states have now banned that. That's a good thing. Some states have done nothing to improve things. California, New York, Nevada is actually worse than it was because Nevada now mails out an absentee ballot to every single registered voter in the state, despite the fact that its voter roll is in terrible shape. They don't do a good job of cleaning it up and taking people off who died or moved away.
So in Nevada, they mail a ballot, the actual ballot, out to every voter in the state or everybody who's on the voter rolls in the state?
Yes, that's exactly right. And there's been a number of investigations done by outside groups showing that those ballots are showing up where registered voters supposedly live, including, you know, vacant lots, head shops, casinos, things that are clearly very problematical.
Yeah, I'm looking through. I'm sharing with our audience here the scorecard and showing how you can look at each individual state. It looks like, I think Missouri was seventh overall. Looks like they did a pretty good job. They're in the green. And then over to my home state, Illinois, ranked number 41 out of 50, not doing so hot. Is voter ID the key to... Is that like the baseline of get voter ID in place and then everything else kind of becomes less consequential if voter ID is actually present in the state?
It's probably one of the most important things a state can do. And you mentioned Missouri. Missouri went way up in our scorecard because they passed a bunch of really good reforms that were shepherded by the Jay Ashcroft, Secretary of State. But look, it also requires things like making sure you have a clean voter registration list, making sure that you don't allow what the left likes to call ballot harvesting, what I call ballot trafficking. You don't want to allow strangers, particularly people who are working for candidates, to be able to go to people's home, voters' homes, and say, oh, Your mail-in ballot, why don't you let me deliver that for you? Because you have no idea what they're going to do with that ballot. Are they actually going to deliver it if they know you vote for the other party? Are they going to open up your ballot and change what's on there? Those are the kind of things that have happened in actual absentee ballot fraud cases. And some states that allow ballot trafficking, third-party strangers, I mean, that's a big mistake. But overall, we're in better shape than we were in 2020 because so many states actually have improved things. But, you know, there are a handful that haven't.
Well, I'm looking at this election scorecard, and I encourage people to go to heritage.org/election scorecard. Very simple to find and a lot of information here. We highlighted Missouri in the top 10. They're tied for 7th. Illinois sucks. It's 41st. I'm totally not surprised by that. We talked about Nevada. They're last. That's one of the swing states. But if I look at Georgia, they're tied for 2nd right now. What's the difference between 2020 and 2024 in Georgia? Because I recall there being some election law reform there. I recall an all-star game being ripped out of Atlanta because it was going to be discriminatory towards African Americans. Jokes on them because the Atlanta Braves brought the World Series back to Atlanta. So that was kind of awesome.
Right.
But it looks like Georgia's really excelled in with their new election reforms. How will that impact the 2024 election?
Well, I think the worry that folks had about Georgia and the shenanigans that occurred there in 2020, that people don't need to be as concerned. Again, it's not perfect. But remember, they passed a reform package that was so pivotal and so good that not only did, you know, Major League Baseball say, oh, we're not going to have the game there, all-star game there. But look, Joe Biden went down there and gave this big speech calling it Jim Crow 2.0. A totally ridiculous claim. But the fact that Joe Biden was condemning it should let everybody know it was actually a good bill. And and as an example, one of the things they did was they extended their voter ID law to absentee ballots. In the past election, their voter ID law, they have a good one, only applied to in-person voting. Well, when so many people are voting through the mail these days, you want to be sure you have an ID requirement for absentee ballots, too. And Georgia put that in. That's one of the reasons they climbed up in their in the scoring for on our scorecard.
Yeah, it's exciting to see that. Just so that people can have confidence that whatever the results are out of Georgia, that Georgia is prepared to give those honest results that people can trust. I'm looking at North Carolina. They rank 11 to 20 rank. It's 18th. North Carolina is 18th. Pennsylvania, right there in the middle, tied for 24th. That is what a lot of people think. Donald Trump, his key, if he wins Pennsylvania, he wins the whole thing. Michigan at 27th. Wisconsin tied for 11th. So going through a lot of these swing states here, Nevada's the only one that's in the red. Arizona, they're tied for 24th as well. So, I mean, it feels like the swing states, so states that are going to determine the outcome of this election, are on the better half of the union as far as election integrity goes.
Oh, no, I think that's true. I mean, you mentioned North Carolina. North Carolina has been fighting for the last decade against all these stupid court cases filed by the left to get a voter ID law in place, and they finally have one. Now, the biggest problem at the moment is not the law, but the hurricane. You know, Hurricane Helene hit North Carolina very severely. The counties affected are about one-fifth of the voters in the state of North Carolina, and of those voters, there are a much larger number of registered Republicans than Democrats. So the state officials there have got to make a real extra effort to make sure that folks who are voting in those counties have the ability to vote. And that means everything from finding new polling locations for the ones that have been destroyed to letting people know you cannot depend on the mail to deliver your absentee ballot because the Postal Service, U.S. Postal Service, announced it was suspending delivery of the mail in many portions of North Carolina because of all of the damage, including damage to postal facilities. So folks can't depend on the mail. They've got to vote in person.
What are you looking for in North Carolina specifically to see in order to make sure that you can have confidence? I mean, it's such a terrible situation, and people are trying to figure out how to put their lives back together, and in some cases, just protect their life at the most basis level. Voting is obviously important. It's not more important than people's lives, but it's going to have to be managed in a way that can be trusted, and North Carolina is a swing state. What are you watching to see happen or not happen in order to feel confident about it?
Well, I expect we're only 3 weeks from the election, and I would hope that in the next couple of days, North Carolina announces the location of all new replacement polling locations to replace any that were so damaged they can't be used on Election Day. I would also hope that they would make an effort to set up mobile voting sites, maybe with recreational vehicles and other things, at shelters and other places where people are congregating to pick up food and water. That's the kind of thing that the state needs to do to ensure that even people who have lost their homes are going to be able to vote in this election.
Right. Well, Hans, we always look forward to your insight. Your book, Our Broken Elections, How the Left Changed the Way You Vote. It'll be interesting to see that the results of all the research, the great research you've done for that book, and how 2024 is affected in a lot of these changes, the pushback, and how the Republican Party did to try to level the playing field. So we always love talking to you about this. Hans, thanks for being with us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We look forward to talking to you again soon. Senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky. Always love to speak with him. Quick break. When we come back, Wiggins America. And I quote, he said, "I've been working on this one for a while." So I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means. I don't know what it means. I'll just leave it at that. We'll find out, though. Let's get to the break so we can find out what long, hard, measured work from Ryan Wiggins looks like. When we come back, don't go away.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.